With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Mesut Ozil is in here! Beautiful goal!
Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast for the week of Monday, the 1st of January 2017. I'm your host, Russell Hargreaves. Coming up on this week's show, Laurent Koscielny talks to us about Olivier Giroud, his French compatriot's quite brilliant start to 2017. But remember, a 7-goal triumph in this week's history lesson. Brilliant Adrian Clarke is back for another dose of the chalkboard. We kick off by looking back at the weekend action with Max Jones.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Well, before we go around the club with Arsenal Media's Max Jones, as I mentioned, let's take a look back at Arsenal's 2-1 victory away against Preston North End in the FA Cup third round at Deepdale, and yet again a case of déjà vu.
Ramsey gets the return. Arsenal, as it stands, heading for a replay. Ramsey clips it in, headed down by Giroud. Giroud's in here, and he scores! And Arsenal have snatched victory. Persistence from Lucas Perez, and Giroud, it seems, has got the winner.
Incredible from Olivier Giroud. Remarkable the run of form he's had with these key goals at such important points in such key matches. Max joins me now, and Max, remarkable, isn't it, how Giroud keeps popping up? It all started on Boxing Day, and it's continued big time.
Yeah, I mean, as Arsene Wenger said, he just can't stop scoring at the moment, can he? And I have to say, I'm so happy for Olivier Giroud. And also to see him as captain as well. I think he's had quite a lot of unfair criticism throughout his time at Arsenal, but I honestly don't think there's another striker in the Premier League that can do what he does as effectively as he does it. And this recent form, hopefully, will get a lot more people on his side. And you can see the confidence that he's playing with at the moment. That all comes from the fans and the supporters, people around the club, all rallying behind him. And I think it's making him a much better player.
It's fantastic, isn't it? And as a whole, it was key Arsenal got that win, no replay needed. But it was a struggle, particularly in the first half where Preston were excellent.
Yeah. I thought Chris Maxwell was superb in goal for Preston, even in the second half when Arsenal were, you know, mounting a fight back. But I'd say for the first 20 minutes, Arsenal really, really struggled to get anywhere near the ball. I think Ramsey and Xhaka in midfield is good. In practice, we saw there were so many open spaces behind Arsenal's midfield where maybe one of them needs to take up a more defensive role. You've obviously got Ramsey, who's the box-to-box player there, and Xhaka, who's more of a deep-line playmaker. But I think one of them just needed to just take ownership of the situation and just kind of play the Coquelin role, I guess.
Do the hard graft and enforce, basically.
Yeah, exactly, which just shows you how important Francis is to this Arsenal thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So that is one position that needs maybe a little bit of work. We'll talk to Adrian Clarke about that in the chalkboard a bit later. Let's hear a little bit from the boss, and discussing particularly Arsenal's response after half-time in that cup tie.
Yes, we have come back many times this season in the final minutes, but I have to congratulate Preston. They gave us a tough game, especially a very tough first half, where the only positive in our first half was we were only 1-0 down, you know, and after in the second half was completely a different game. We were not at the races in the first half, beaten everywhere, and we're not compact. We didn't win the duels, and we outplayed in the first half. But sometimes when you come out of a Christmas period, and subconsciously you think, okay, it will be a bit easier. It's more difficult in the VFA Cup. This team responds always when we are in trouble. They respond always. Of course, maybe physically we struggled a little bit to get into the game, but overall they want to do well.
Arsene Wenger there, and as you've already alluded to briefly, Ramsey, what a massive contribution early in the second half. Couldn't have been a better strike at a better time, really.
Yeah, it really was. It was the perfect way to start the second half. As we just heard Arsene Wenger say there, we were caught cold a bit by Preston's enthusiasm. Adrian also said, I don't know if you can recall from last week on the chalkboard, Adrian said it was so important for Arsenal to match Preston's hunger and desire to get at them. And unfortunately, they just didn't in the first half. It was a really poor performance, but what a way to come out after the break. They did just that. They took the game to Preston. I have to say, Alex Iwobi was superb in that build-up, and Lucas Perez played a key part as well. Obviously, he will get a lot of credit for the work that he did in the second goal, but in the first one, his contribution was crucial.
Beautiful back heel for that second goal, though, wasn't it? Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I don't want to say it just yet, but assist of the season, I think you're going to have to go some to do better than that. But it really was a superb bit of skill from him. And I'm also really pleased to see that he's continuing to link up with Olivier Giroud so well. Again, Adrian Clarke, as he always does, has pointed this out on the breakdown. And he's saying that with those two playing, it seems like they understand each other's movements so well. And we saw a few times that Perez would always look for that near post cross whenever Olivier Giroud's running in. You've seen Giroud over the years. That's the type of cross that he wants. And Lucas Perez, despite the fact he's only been here, 6 months, he already understands that.
Now, you go around the club with us every month, pretty much, on the Arsenal Weekly podcast. You do so much work around the age group football, the women's team. We'll come on to a bit of that in a moment. But a guy that obviously you've therefore done a lot of work seeing and covering is Ainsley Maitland-Niles. Started that game, and he's someone getting a bit of a chance having come through the academy system.
Yes, he is. He is. I'm pleased to see it as well. I think this is his third start of the season, his fifth appearance overall. And it was a bit of a difficult first half for him. As we've already mentioned, Preston were really up for it. The fans were on their side. I imagine they were getting on Arsenal's backs a bit as well. In the first half, he was a bit exposed. There weren't too many Arsenal players helping out with the defensive side of the game. A few slack passes, but once Arsenal got into their stride, Ainsley was fantastic. He made the most tackles out of anyone on the pitch. Five recoveries as well, five crosses, two key passes. And the important thing for him and the important thing for Arsenal, having a central midfielder playing at right back, is that the pass completion rates from Ainsley were fantastic. I mean, 92% of his passes found the intended target. Obviously, that helps massively when you're playing out from the back. So yeah, I'm really pleased for him, and hopefully he's done enough there to maybe force his way into a Premier League squad where he could be making an appearance off the bench, or maybe even challenging Hector for a starting role in that team. You know, we've seen recently Hector maybe has been struggling with the number of games that we've been playing, so maybe it's a bit nice that we can interchange between those two.
Everyone needs to be pushed, don't they? That's the whole point of a good team and a good squad, and Arsenal on the whole are achieving that. I totally agree. Now, a guy that you've obviously kept a close eye on as he slowly worked his way back through the ranks again to first team football after another lengthy injury setback is Danny Welbeck, and it was lovely to see him come on and very close to a goal at the end. Super strike.
Yeah, it was. It's almost like every time Danny Welbeck comes back from injury, he's playing with all of the frustration that's kept him out over the last few months. So I mean, he did it last season against Leicester, obviously making an instant impact. And then for the next few days, he seemed to be making an impact every time he played. And this time was no different. Unfortunately, it did take a really good save from Chris Maxwell to keep him out. But you know, it's one of those players who I always say that he kind of merges the best attributes of Alexis with the best attributes of Giroud. Obviously, Giroud's very strong, good with link-up play. And can finish as well, and you know, combine that side of Olivier Giroud's game with the movement from Alexis, and you've got three strikers there, along with Danny Welbeck, who you know could really be pushing each other to become even better. We've seen what Olivier Giroud is having to do to keep his place in the team now. I mean, look at how good Alexis was in the last part of 2016, where he was playing up front. Because Olivier Giroud's playing so well now, Alexis is having to play on the wing. So it's a really tough decision for Arsene Wenger to make now, especially with Danny Welbeck back.
Interesting. Let's finish then with a couple of other words around the club. Under-23s, first of all, playing and winning of late, and a bit of a player boost in there as well.
Yeah, well, they played on Friday at the training ground, Friday afternoon against Derby. And they won 2-1. It was quite a tough game for them. But, Eddie Nketiah managed to score the winner, as he always does. And nice. The first goal came from a bit of an unlikely source in Savas Morgos. And if you can, I believe Arsenal's Twitter account posted it the other day. But, I mean, the assist for Savas Morgos' goal from Ismail Benassa is just sensational. So, please, please, please do have a look at that if you can. If you want to get excited about youth football, that is the bit of skill to watch. The other exciting news, of course, as you mentioned, is that Reece Nelson signed a professional contract here. That's his first contract that he signed. And, you know, he's a very exciting attacking talent. He's only turned 17 recently, but he's been playing under-23 football for a good couple of seasons now, and he trains regularly with the first team. I know that the boss and the first team coaching staff are really, really keen on him. So he's hoping that there's going to be a big future here for him.
Brilliant. And just as we let you go, a word on two really big names who've had stellar careers with the Gunners, both though leaving Arsenal ladies.
Yeah, Emma Byrne and Rachel Yankee, unfortunately, are saying goodbye to Arsenal ladies. You know, there's not too much about them that hasn't already been said, but you know, they can be proud with the mark that they've left at the club and most importantly at Arsenal ladies. They've been enormously important to the club's history and have been vital in our dominance of women's football over the past two decades. And what's more, they've done it with all of the all of the club's values ingrained in their minds. And I know that both of them have been doing lots of community work over the last 17 or so years that they've been here. And they really, really do understand that they're Arsenal through and through. And we really do wish them the best for the future.
Max, we echo those sentiments for sure. And as ever, thank you very much indeed for joining us as both our Arsenal insider and going around with the club with us as well on the Arsenal Weekly podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Ross.
Well, as we just mentioned in our weekend review, Olivier Giroud enjoyed a superb start to 2017, and his fellow countryman Laurent Koscielny couldn't be happier for his long-time pal.
Laurent, I'd like to ask you about your friend Olivier Giroud and his scorpion kick. Does he get the credit he deserves for his technical ability?
Well, I think he had some a little bit lucky on his goal, but he tried, so this is an instinct goal because the goal was very quick because we start in our box and with four or five passes we arrived in their box and the cross was behind, but you know, when you are in confidence, and I think he is, He tried, you know, every time during the session to have this confidence with scoring a lot of goals during the training, and I think he had, and he tried these skills, and I think it was amazing because he touched the bar, the crossbar, and it was behind him. He tried the scorpion skills, and it was in, and that's why it's amazing. So, yeah.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It was unbelievable. I'm happy for him because I think he can... It can be for the best goals of the year, but for him, it's good for his career, you know, to score some goals like this. He will remember after his career.
We saw you score Rabona in the warm up.
Yeah.
One time. What's better, your Rabona or Olivier's Scorpion?
I think me, because. Me, I train a lot with these skills, and you know, every day just before the warm up, one or two times, you know, to shoot with the Rambola. But him, he was more lucky, you know. He can try 10 times. I'm not sure he scored 10 times. So yeah, I think me, it's more difficult because I need time to progress with my gesture or my skills.
And it's Adams, put through by Bold. Would you believe it?
Or Charlie George, who can hit him. Oh, lovely goal!
It's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
On January the 14th, 2006, Arsenal demolished Middlesbrough 7-0 at Highbury. Thierry Henry bagged a hat-trick which equaled Cliff Bastin's record of 150 league goals for the club.
This is lovely play. And now Lundberg again. Reyes at the near post. Henry at the far! Sensational goal from Thierry Henry! His first strike of 2006. They may not be at the top of the table, but Arsenal do know how to play the beautiful game. Cut out by Pires and Reyes. Look at this run now from Henry. Jones is committed. Oh, it was the easiest job in the world for Thierry Henry to slide it past the onrushing goalkeeper. And now Henry is just one goal short of equaling Cliff Bastin's Arsenal club record of 150 league goals. There's plenty of time left for a hat-trick today. Borough conceded 5 here at Highbury last season. They've conceded 5 today. Are they about to concede a 6th? It's Henry, and it is 6! And it's a record-equaling goal from Thierry Henry. Cliff Bastin's all-time club record for league goals is equaled. That's number 150 for the Frenchman.
Further goals from Philippe Senderos, Robert Pires, Gilberto and Alexander Chleb's first goal for the club gave Highbury one more magic moment in that its farewell season. We'll have another history lesson for you next week, but now time to look ahead to the return of the Premier League and a visit to Swansea City with Adrian Clark.
The Chalkboard with Adrian Clark.
Well, joining us at the Chalkboard, as he always does, is the brilliant Adrian Clark. Clarky, how you doing, pal?
I'm all right, Russ. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, life's good.
Braving the tube strike just about then.
Well, yeah, I'm currently stuck at Emirates Stadium contemplating my next move. I think I'm going to have to get a bus or a taxi.
We'll get there. We'll get there at some stage, my friend. Hopefully you'll get home before we cross in another week. Anyway, the question on the chalkboard this week, with the transfer window now open, give us, please, one realistic transfer target you'd like Arsenal to go for to help their title challenge.
That's a really tough one because I genuinely don't think that Arsene Wenger's in the market for anybody. I just get the feeling that he's happy with his squad and that he thinks it's strong enough to see the team through. It looks like we're going to be signing the young left-back from Hinchford in non-league, which is great, but that's obviously more of a long-term move. Look, I guess with the shortcomings in central midfield at the moment, then maybe Arsene Wenger will be looking to bring in somebody in that position. But hand on heart, I just don't see any big-name newcomers joining the squad this month. Sorry, mate.
OK, no problem. Honest chalkboard assessment, which is absolutely fine. It's why we have you on. Now, Adrian, what a title race we potentially have developing. I wonder if it's now a six-way one again, obviously with Chelsea losing out to Spurs, Man United in fine form, and the other chief protagonists have been there or thereabouts pretty much the whole way through.
Definitely a six-horse race. It really is, yeah. There was a point about a month ago where I thought, you know what, it could be a three-horse race. I thought City were faltering and Arsenal were looking strong. I thought Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool. But no, I mean, Tottenham are in great form. Manchester United are absolutely flying at the moment. City, you can't rule out. They're very hit or miss. So no, it is a straight six-team shootout. Clearly, Chelsea are the favourites, given their position. But no, I think this season is going to boil down to the games between all of the top six, which might worry Arsenal fans because sometimes against the closest rivals, struggled in recent seasons. But hopefully lessons have been learned and that they can, you know, win these reverse fixtures. And if they do win these reverse fixtures, they're in a great shot. Even though they're fifth at the moment, there's very little in it. It's certainly not time to be writing Arsenal off for winning the title.
So, Swansea next up, and that's, of course, our other major focus when you join us, the next big game the next weekend. And, my goodness, what a time it's been in South Wales. Guidlin out, Bradley in, Bradley out, Curtis in temporarily, Curtis out, Paul Clement in.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare, hasn't it, for Swansea City. They're having a shocking season. They've had a rotten run for quite a while now. I think since they got rid of Gary Monk, really, it's gone a bit pear-shaped. Could never understand why they let him go. He's a club legend and he's doing a good job for them. But yeah, they've changing managers. They've lost their identity, which was always, you know, possession side. They used to pass it around quite beautifully. And I think crucially of all, they lost their skipper, Ashley Williams. The moment they sold him to Everton, you looked at the other defenders they had at their disposal and they're just not in the same league, not just in terms of skill and technique, but with leadership qualities as well. So that's been the big issue for them. They've been horrendous at the back this season. So, that bodes well ahead of this game.
I watched them actually live covering their game against Crystal Palace, which they actually won the other midweek, where we had that weird combination of Curtis in charge on the dugout and then Clement joining him for the second half and them colluding with a pair of subs that set up the winning goal, which was fascinating. I actually thought Alfie Mawson, the young centre-half, had a very good game that day, but apparently he doesn't always. So how Clement instills his own doctrine in some of those players who are there will be fascinating for me.
Well, he has to, because it's been a mess. Like you say, that was a really good result. And Alfie Mawson has come in and he's maybe been the most impressive centre-half. I've got to be honest, he's not up against stiff competition. You know, the other guys, Van der Hoorn, Fernandes and Matt, they've really struggled. And I think it was Fernandes and Matt played here at Emirates Stadium in the 3-2 win for Arsenal. And they were awful. So I think that is still an area you can get at them. I mean, the stats are pretty alarming. That they've conceded 42 goals inside the penalty box this season alone, which is the highest of anyone, and they've got the worst goals against record since that Derby side that got relegated with just one win almost a decade ago. So look, it's not looking great for them. Paul Clement is going to have a few double sessions on the training ground, maybe a few treble sessions as well, because there's a lot of work to do.
And there's quality experience, isn't there, in terms of some of the midfielders and the attackers? Someone like Fernando Llorente has done it over his career in Spain. Leroy Fer, the Dutchman, is a bit of an untapped talent in many ways for me still, but he's clearly got the raw nuts and bolts. There's stuff for Clement to work with, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't think they've got the worst squad in the league. No, nowhere near, actually. Although I've been slamming their defence, I actually think in the midfield and forward areas, they've got plenty enough talent. And to be honest, they have scored goals this season. Llorente is a massive threat in the air. We know that. Stick the ball in the box. He's got the ability to cause major problems. So Arsenal need to be careful of that. Leroy Fair is having a decent season in terms of scoring. He's breaking into the box really nicely. And you didn't mention Gylfi Sigurdsson. He's obviously a dead ball master. We know that. But he's also been a thorn in Arsenal's side in recent years, whether it's scoring goals or making them. So we know all about him, and it's vital that they don't take him lightly in this game. And when I think back to that 3-2 victory, it was, you know, interesting game. Arsenal always looked dangerous. Mo Barrow, he had an absolute blinder. Any Arsenal fan that was at Emirates that day will remember it. He gave Nacho Monreal a torrid time down the flank. He's pretty much been rubbish ever since. So it'll be interesting to see if he plays, and if he does, whether he can reproduce that magic. Because on that particular afternoon, he was red hot.
So, a couple of normal questions to finish off this part of our chat. In a sentence, what is your key head-to-head battleground?
Oh, I think... Well, I'm really looking forward to getting Mesut Ozil back in the team. And given the fact that he's fitting well now, I do expect him to start this game. He's had a nice little rest. So... I guess you're talking about Jack Cork being his direct opponent. He's a player that I thought would really come to the fore in the last season or two. Hasn't quite happened for him, but he's not a bad player, and he's got potential, Jack Cork. So his head-to-head with Mesut Ozil could be a defining one.
And also, in a sentence, Adrian Clarke, how do you beat Swansea City?
Well, I think you beat Swansea City by making runs into the penalty box. As I've explained, they're the worst side in the division at dealing with players inside the box. You've got to get you've got to put balls into the area, and some of their marking is very, very questionable. I think if Arsenal play the way they can and do what I've just said, they'll win this game and they'll probably score 2 or 3 goals at least.
And Clarkey, when can we hear you in terms of your latest output for the club?
Well, the breakdown will be out on Monday afternoon or evening, and I'm back on the match day show for the Swansea game.
Fantastic stuff. Hold that thought, because it's been on hiatus for a fortnight. High time we brought back the Arsenal Weekly podcast editor Liam Roberts for the return 2017 of our ongoing prediction competition. Liam.
Well, Happy New Year, guys. It's good to be back.
Happy New Year, mate. Belatedly
so. Happy New Year, mate.
So I'll give you a bit of time off to recharge the batteries. We're into the business end of the season now. Current score stands at 14-12 in Clarkey's favour. So, Rush, you've got it all to do. First
Clarkey,
time
who
behind.
Didn't lead all 2016 until the very final play of the year.
Yeah, so you're playing catch-up, mate. How are you going to? I want to know how you're going to respond to this.
With gusto and feist and energy.
Fighting talk, I like it. So I thought we'd ease you back into it this week. We'll go with a nice easy one. I want to know what the score prediction will be for Arsenal versus Swansea.
Oh, and who's first up?
I can't remember. So shall we go? No, let's go with, because you're behind now, Russ. We'll let you go first.
Oh, OK. Kicking a man while he's down. Fair enough. I'm going to go Arsenal winning by 3-1.
3-1, right. Yeah, I fancy us to score. I do. Can we keep a clean sheet? I think it's about time. Yeah, the team kept a clean sheet on the road. So I'm going to go Swansea, because they've been awful, haven't they, lately? Let's be honest. I'm going to go Swansea 0, Arsenal 4.
I'm going bold. So.
Hope you're right, in one sense, not in another. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Clarkey. Brilliant thoughts as ever on the chalkboard. And Liam, good to have you back on board. And chaps, we'll speak to you very soon.
Cheers, guys.
Well, that's just about full time on this week's show. Our thanks to Lauren Koscielny, to Max Jones and to Adrian Clarke for their contributions today. Don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes, leaving us a 5-star review in the process. You can catch us on Acast these days as well, so you've got no excuse to ever miss another episode. We're back on Monday the 16th of January, and until then, it's bye for now. And come on, you Gunners!
The Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style?
Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.